The First Letter of Peter, Chapter 4. Given that Christ suffered in his human life, arm yourselves with this certainty. The one who suffers in his body has broken with sin, so as to spend the rest of his life following the will of God and not human passions. You have given enough time in the past to living as the pagans do, a life of excess, evil passions, drunkenness, orgies, and worship of idols. They now find it strange that you are no longer swept along with them in this ruinous flood, and then abuse you for it. But they will be accountable to the one who is ready to judge the living and the dead. The gospel has been preached to many who are now dead. As humans, they received a deadly sentence, but through the Spirit, they shall live for God. The end of all things is near. Keep your minds calm and sober for prayer. Above all, let your love for one another be sincere, for love covers a multitude of sins. Welcome one another into your houses without complaining. Serve one another with the gifts each of you received, thus becoming good managers of the varied graces of God. If you speak, deliver the word of God. If you have a special ministry, let it be seen as God's power, so that in everything God may be glorified in Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and power for ever and ever. Amen. Be glad to share in the sufferings of Christ. My dear people, do not be surprised at the testing by fire which is taking place among you, as though something strange were happening to you. Instead, you should be glad to share in the sufferings of Christ, because on the day his glory is revealed, you will also fully rejoice. You are fortunate if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, for the Spirit of glory rests on you. I suppose that none of you should suffer for being a murderer, a thief, a criminal, or an informer. But if anyone suffers on account of being a Christian, do not consider it a disgrace. Rather, let this name bring glory to God. The time of judgment has come, and it begins with God's household. If its beginning so affects us, what will be the end of those who refuse to believe in the gospel? If the just one is barely saved, what will happen to the sinner and unbeliever? So then, if you suffer according to God's will, entrust yourself to the faithful Creator and continue to do good.